This morning we'll start with this verse from our responsorial psalm, Psalm 23. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I do not fear, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff give me comfort. This verse reminds me of one of my worst days. When I was a pastor in Brooklyn, one day, the curtains in the dining room of the rectory fell down. And on that same day, the parish organist and the parish sacristan quit. My rod and my staff did not give me comfort. Yeah, I got that. You got it. This is an aside. Shouldn't even say it. Last week I tried a little silly stuff. Not at this time. It's like zero. Nothing. Nothing. Not even a smile. Zero. You did it. Enough of that nonsense. Let's get going. What will reflect upon this morning, you and I, will be two essential elements of Christianity. Heaven and serenity. In our first reading, Isaiah speaks about heaven. In our second reading, St. Paul speaks about serenity. Heaven. Isaiah tells us that the Lord God will provide a feast for all people. And in our gospel, the parable tells us the bad and the good alike. What it says. So the Lord God will provide a feast for all people. A feast of rich, juicy food, pure, choice wine. God will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe the tears from every face. Isaiah concludes, let us rejoice and be glad that God has saved us. So, heaven is a feast, right? A feast from which you never go home because you are already home. Heaven is a feast that lasts for all eternity. Heaven is a feast where we're one with God and one with one another. So indeed, let us rejoice and be glad that God has saved us. Serenity. St. Paul says that in every circumstance and in all things, he has learned the secret of living in abundance or being in need. What is this secret of which St. Paul speaks? It's that Paul was not self-sufficient. Paul was God-sufficient. He says that in all things, God will provide for my needs. That's serenity. Maybe Paul learned serenity from our responsorial song today, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. That's what it says. The great St. Ignatius Loyola knew serenity when he prayed, Lord, give me your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Another Jesuit, Father Anthony de Mello, tells us, serenity is the joyful cooperation with the inevitable. And Jesus tells us, your Heavenly Father knows all that you need before you even ask. That's serenity. So the secret to serenity is not to be self-sufficient, but rather to be God-sufficient.